Warrap State Information Minister William Wolmayom says the fighting started after a young woman from the Kwok community eloped with a young man from Abong community. He says young men from Kwok and Abong communities fought each other using sticks and later fired guns. Mayom says other communities, including the Aruba and Kwok, later joined the fighting against the Abong community. To prevent further bloodshed, Mayom says Warrap State officials deployed South Sudan People's Defense Forces soldiers to the area on Sunday.
The government of Warrap State has sent in the SSPDF who had stationed at Romit headquarters to East County. And the commissioner, the community leaders, politicians of the area intervened and they have actually initiated reconciliation. And the government is monitoring it again.
Mayom says members of the families involved in the initial fighting were arrested.
They are apprehended and they are now in the custody at the county level. And therefore the law will take its course. There is no problem with that. So what we don't want is actually the escalation of the problem. But already the suspect shall also face the law. So it is not guaranteed for any person to take the life of the other person.
Mayom expressed the government's condolences to the affected families and asked the bereaved to remain calm and allowed the government to handle the matter.
On behalf of Honorable Governor Maniam Bormalik, into the affected families, that they should remain calm. The government will actually put law into its course. And in general, Warrap State has been relatively calm.
Mayom calls on all the communities involved to refrain from violence. Kwai Mayom, a lawmaker in Warrap State Legislative Assembly, condemn the killings in Tony East County.
We will not be happy with what happened. Nobody will be happy because all of us will need peace in this country. Because the losses, this revenge will not take us anywhere. Revenge after revenge, revenge after revenge. Nobody happy about losing the people. It is a country for all of us and we need the peaceful coexistence.
Wall says this is the second time communities in Tony East have engaged in deadly battles over a young woman getting in love with a man outside of her community. In 2017, a similar incident occurred between the two sections of Wuntuch and Wunadel, leading to the death of 46 people and wounding of dozens of others. For VOA News, I am William Sande Mabur, reporting in Rumbek, Lagos State.